Electoral Mission is in Swaziland to inspect the political environment if it is indeed conducive for peaceful elections. You will recall that this is a council that is responsible for monitoring elections in Eswatini. In fact, not in Eswatini, but the entire SADC region to prevent what is known as electoral conflict as part of the SADC objectives to ensure that the SADC region is a peace, the peace and security. But what happened thereafter, Peter, a government released a statement informing the nation and the world that the council was never invited by the government, hence it must be ignored. And it was very, very surprising, Peter.
Why did the government issue this statement? I mean, there are pictures of this council meeting with the foreign affairs minister and officials of the Eswatini government. Was it something that they said?
It's very enigmatic, Peter, considering the fact that Eswatini has been warned several times by the SADC to try and conduct peaceful elections, in fact, democratic elections. So these elections in Eswatini have been widely condemned in the sense that they are not democratic. In fact, the SADC in the previous elections in 2018 did issue a report with recommendations suggesting that Eswatini must consider conducting elections that are in line with the SADC guidelines that promote democratic elections in the region by involving political parties. As you know, in Eswatini, political parties are banned, but Eswatini has been ignoring those recommendations from SADC. So what happened now? As you know, that Eswatini has what is known as a political unrest, and always fresh from a political unrest. So other political parties in Swaziland have been demanding democratic election that will ensure that thereafter the Eswatini holds a political dialogue to usher the country into a new democratic dispensation. But the government is going ahead holding the Tinkhundla that disregard the SADC guidelines on democratic elections.
Just remind us who actually gets elected, because our understanding is that the king is the absolute ruler, isn't he?
Peter, the Tinkhundla elections allows the people to elect individuals across the country in what is known as Tinkhundla centers. And those people, once they are elected there, they don't go to parliament. And the king then appoints a prime minister. But the prime minister is appointed from the Dlamini clan, is not elected by the people. And the way the Tinkhundla systems were structured, Peter, of course, once they're in parliament, the MPs, they then submit to the authority of the king. And they don't have powers to form a government, as you know, in other countries, including South Africa. The president, even if the ruling party can win elections, but the president is then democratically elected by parliament. But in Swaziland, that is not the case. In Swaziland, the prime minister is appointed by the king and even the whole cabinet. So the Tinkhundla system in its entire form is not democratic because the people, they don't have the powers to elect their own government. And the people cannot question or hold the government accountable. So that is the issue, Peter, for now. And the political parties are banned and they've been demanding that they must be allowed to elect a government that will be democratic, Peter.
Did the advisory council meet a number of people? Do we know who they came into contact with?
Yes, the information that we have at the, as the Swaziland News is that at the SADC Electoral Advisory Council, they've been meeting other key stakeholders in the entire political landscape, like the political parties. But the government is suggesting that it was supposed to be invited. The SADC Council was supposed to be invited. And what normally happens, Peter, in Swaziland? If such councils or observer missions arrive, the government normally impose restrictions on them not to engage other key political players, but this time around, it seems that like it's determined to ensure that Eswatini holds free or democratic elections, but the government wants to impose the Tingudla democratic system.
Eswatini, being part of SADC, surely abound to the rules set by SADC. And one of the functions that SADC it has is to oversee and ensure that elections are free and fair. And that's where the advisory council come in. So it's not as if that they need an invitation, rather to inform the country that they're coming.
Of course, Peter. In fact, that's an issue that has been becoming integral part within the entire democratic discourse in Swaziland, because SADC has been in consistent communication with the Eswatini government with the sole intention of resolving the crisis. And one of these strategies that can resolve the crisis is to ensure that all key political players, Peter, are fully engaged in such processes, because elections are very, very significant in ensuring that a country enjoys peace and security. And if SADC is then ignored in this regard, then it then shows you, Peter, and the world that Eswatini it seems determined to continue with its dictatorship tendencies. And we are yet to see, Peter, what will happen, because even the United States recently tabled a resolution in the U.S. Congress. And part of the demands in that resolution is that Eswatini must be forced to conduct free and fair elections before the political dialogue. Or alternatively, the elections must be halted and the dialogue must be held, whereby a legal framework that seeks to ensure that elections are held in a peaceful environment is formulated, Peter.
All right, and very briefly, has the Advisory Council issued any statements so far?
Not yet, Peter. We are still trying to engage with them, or maybe wait for a statement that will respond to the government utterances in this regard.